Welcome to VFN Radio's Extra Hour. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. We're so encouraged that you are joining us here today. We have so many interesting things. God's news, behind the news, wisdom moments, and all those wonderful humor moments. Join us, VFN Radio's Extra Hour. Listening to VFN Radio's Extra Hour. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so encouraged that you have joined us, and you will be encouraged too. VFN Radio, join us in a few. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to VFN Radio's Extra Hour. I'm John Ramos, and I'm filling in for Greg Lancaster. And joining with me today is Pat and Chris.
Hello, hello, man.
Oh, my goodness. What an awesome first hour talking about the election. It's Election Day, man.
Yes, it is.
It's exciting. It's exciting. Voted. You voted?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right. I mean, we're getting the vote out. You know?
That's right.
I'm telling you, vote today. Go ahead and just vote. If you've been thinking about it, don't be discouraged. We're encouraging you. Go and vote. Don't let anyone, you know, news or anything, or just kind of vote. Just kind of vote. And bring somebody with you. Bring somebody. This is exciting times. And this is you're going to talk about it for the next 4 years.
That's right. That's
that you
right.
did or you didn't. So you might as well go ahead and do it. But we've been talking about the Declaration of Independence, and we're sharing about, you know, how we journeyed back. This was a previously aired segment that we did, and that was aired on VFN Radio. And this is so good because we get to look at, you know, what was going on at that time. You know, the king of Great Britain at the time, he was a tyrant. He was an absolute tyrant.
Yeah.
And they finally had enough, and they said, listen, we can't even worship God here. Mm-hmm. This is not going to work. And so they didn't come to this point where they're declaring now. I mean, we throw words around like it's nothing, but they literally wrote up a document, a letter, and they signed it. You know, letters not only good until you put some names behind it.
Right, exactly.
These anonymous letters, like, come on now, please. You know, but they wrote it, and 56 signers signed it, and they're saying, listen, we want to put you on notice. We are officially saying it's over. You know what I'm saying? We are declaring to you and the world our independence of your rulership. This took enormous guts, enormous courage, enormous faith, but they did it. But they did it. And so we're going to come back and we're going to listen some more. But actually, reading that right from the Declaration of Independence, there's 27 things that they shared with the world. They just say, "Hey, listen, we're out of here. This is why. This is what's been happening," and they document it well. And so we're sharing about that. We're going to come back and talk about it more. Go ahead and just listen up about it. This king, he basically had unjust restrictions and laws on the American colonists. He was abolishing their local government, if you will. Mm-hmm. He was forcing them to house soldiers on their own property. Pat, think about this. He was forcing them.
Right.
Okay, he resisted the appointment of judges and other officials who disagree with England. It's right. like, hello, it's a little bias here, right. You know, how can I get a fair, you know, our judicial system, although it may not be perfect all the time, it's a pretty good system. It's a pretty good system.
Right.
And so he resists the appointment of judges and other officials who disagree with England, putting military authority and power over civilian authority. Like a police state, if you will.
Right.
It's like, what in the world is the military doing over, you know, restricting their ability to trade with foreign countries, conducting sham trials of government, officials accused of wrongdoing, levying taxes without their consent. And the list just goes on.
Wow.
So you have to imagine, I mean, this is a world superpower at the time.
Mm-hmm.
You have to imagine the conviction. You got to imagine what the colonists were going through, what these brave men were about to do.
Mm-hmm.
and the height of the suffering and the height of the injustices that were occurring. And so it was time for them to do something. And so they sent this document, and I like it. I'm getting here to the end of it here, and I like where he writes in the Declaration of Independence. He has abdicated the government here by declaring us out of his protection and waging war against us. He has plundered our seas and ravaged our coasts, burned our towns, and destroyed the lives of our people. He is at this time transporting large armies of foreign mercenaries to complete the works of death, desolation, and tyranny already begun with the circumstances of cruelty, perfidy, scarcely paralleled in the most barbarous ages and totally unworthy of the head of a civilized nation.
Wow.
And then later on he goes on to say, in every stage of these oppressions, we have petitioned. Now these are noble men, Pat. Mm-hmm. We have petitioned for redress in most humble terms. Our repeated petitions have been answered only by repeated injury. It's like adding insult to injury. I mean, they're saying, listen, I mean, let's work this out. Mm-hmm. We don't want to do this, but you're pushing our hand here. And my goodness, I mean, if your leader's like, pay attention. You know what I'm saying? If you're, you know, God listens to the cries of those that are being, you know, falsely persecuted and the injustices that are occurring. God is watching. Mm-hmm. And so it just goes on, and it's amazing how they came together. It says, we therefore, the representatives of the United States of America and General Congress assembled, appealing to the supreme judge of the world, Pat.
All right.
Okay? And so it finishes. They say they're going to, you know, absolve their allegiance from the British crown. Okay? They have a right to be their own nation. And the very last line says, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor.
Wow.
What men?
Talk about commitment.
Talk about commitment, man. Talk about faith. Talk about standing up for what's right. And it's going to take, you know, us as Americans, us as believers who love this country, not to sit idly back. You know, and to appreciate that the country that we love, the country that we have the freedom of speech, the country that we can read our Bibles, Pat, that we can have fellowship in church, that we just shouldn't take it lightly. That the Constitution is something to be admired, to be respected, and absolutely to be defended, because our rights matter.
That's right.
And if we come, you know, and just allow changes to be made just because people wanted to change them. Like, this is not what the founding fathers had in mind. Mm-hmm. And any law that restricts, you know, your ability to worship God, oh my goodness, is no law at all. It's like, wait a minute, you can't restrict, you know, our rights to serve God. So it's important. You know, a lot of names that we hear familiar, John Hancock and Samuel Adams and, you know, Benjamin Franklin. You know, many of these men, 56 of them signed it, and basically they knew that, hey, if this doesn't go well,
that's right,
off with our heads. You know, they're
taking a big chance.
That's right. You know, when you're committed, when you put your name on it, right?
Amen.
Maybe that's where we got that phrase, put your John Hancock on it, you know, put your signature on it, you know. And so I just want to encourage, you know, America, I want to encourage the church that this is this is our time to appreciate, you know, our country, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Well, we've just been talking about the Declaration of Independence, and it's just absolutely just remarkable what these men were willing to stand for. And when you look at the beginning of the Declaration of Independence, when you think about everything that they talked about and everything that was stated, I mean, the opening line, when in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with one another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station which the laws of nature and nature's gods entitle them,
A dissent to respect the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impelled them to the separation. Like, listen, we have no other choice.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator, God. To this day, we're still acknowledging that. I mean, it's not going to go away.
Right.
God is the creator with certain unalienable rights, that among them, these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
That's right.
You know, this was an amazing time. And I look back, and as we're talking about this, it's just, I look back and I think about the courage. I think about what this country was founded on. I think about in this election day, mm-hmm. that all the blessings that we've been able to live in, the fact that we've had smooth transition of powers, the fact that we have a constitution that came as a result of all of this. I mean, many people died for the freedom that we have today.
That's right.
As we know, freedom is not free.
No, it's not.
Freedom's not free. And you look at how they worded this declaration. I mean, it was something that was absolutely awesome,
mm-hmm.
and very clear. And it really shows us, too, about just poor leadership. I mean, if you're like the king, you may want to check that out. You may want to think
right.
about what you're doing, because, you know, God's a just God.
Mm-hmm.
God, you know, kingdoms come and kingdoms go.
Right.
But God's kingdom is going to remain, and he's going to take care of his people.
That's right.
And that's the one thing we have to remember about this election, is that, you know what? Whoever gets in office, mm-hmm. God's kingdom is going to continue to advance. God's kingdom is continuing to go forth.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we can't get caught up in either. We just got to know that the kingdom of God, the kingdom
Absolutely.
Of God.
Absolutely.
One of the things that is mentioned says that in every stage of these oppressions, we have petitioned for redress in the most humble terms. And so at every point, they try to continue to say, listen, this is not right. You need to change this.
Mm-hmm.
You need to change this. And our repeated petitions have been answered only by repeated injury.
Right.
It's like every time they ask, hey, listen, can you just do the right thing?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Can you do the right thing? And it says, a prince whose character is thus marked by every act which may define a tyrant is unfit to be the ruler of a free people. And so this is where we're at. We're at the crux of voting. We're at decision time here in 2012.
Right.
And we have to celebrate. We have to remember that, you know what? This country was not free. This country was formed because brave men were able and brave women. Think about the wives and the family members of these men,
mm-hmm.
that oftentimes were at home and taking care of the home front, while these men were fighting, no pay, no promise of anything.
That's amazing.
I mean, it's just like utterly amazing. And we complain now for any type of sacrifice.
Right.
You know, there's a complaint about, you know, long lines to vote. Like, hello.
Right.
You know, you should be happy.
Right.
We, you know, what happens is we just forget, or we just don't know.
Right.
You know, that's why, you know, people perish for lack of knowledge. I mean, listen, mm-hmm. you got to know. You got to know. But 56 signers, and they were literally, by writing their name, I mean, if this didn't work out right,
right,
you know what I'm saying?
They could have been signing their death warrant.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But you know what? They pledged their lives, their fortunes, their heads in advance. And that's how you got to do it. You know, you got to go all in, and thank God that they did. And when we come back in the extra hour, we're going to talk more about election. We're going to talk more about the wisdom moment. Okay? We're going to talk more about the top three on the torch. But we're going to take a brief moment, and we're going to just go systematically through a few things here. But I'll tell you, we're going to take a brief break. We'll be right back.
If you've ever looked at the church and have thought to yourself, these people are just way too perfect for me to come around them, then you know what? You and I are a lot alike. That was my story. I thought everyone in the church was just perfect, and I was the only one with issues. But guess what? Everyone that comes to Jesus has a background. We don't come to Jesus because we're perfect. We come to Jesus because we need a Savior. And you know, I was at that place. I was at that place where things weren't going right in my life. I was away from God. I was in sin. I was chasing after the world, trying to find an identity, trying to find myself. And the more I kept looking for myself, the more I went deeper and deeper into sin. But then I had an encounter. I had an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. And when that happened, everything changed. Yeah, my life wasn't perfect, but I met the one who is perfect. And with that, I'm absolutely okay. I want to encourage you to read my story. You can read other stories of people that were not perfect, but people who met the perfect one. Mm-hmm. You can go to meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him. Steve, Pat, mm-hmm. I got to tell you, I've had two experiences when it comes to reading the Bible. I've read the Bible before, mm-hmm. and it was like a dictionary.
Yeah.
Didn't make any sense. Right. Couldn't understand it.
Right.
And after one page, I said, okay, that's enough.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But then I've had another experience.
Yeah.
And that's when I spent time abiding with God.
Big difference.
That the Bible literally has come alive. Mm-hmm. That which with each word as I read, each verse, I just sense God's presence with me.
Mm-hmm.
I sense that he's speaking to me. And I find that his word gives me direction. It gives me the light that I need. I tell you, if you've read the Bible before and you're struggling because it just doesn't make sense, maybe you don't know where to start, I want to encourage you to get a plan at iabide.org. It's a plan, a very simple plan. It's going to help you to have an abiding relationship. What does that mean? That means that you're going to find a set time, a set place where you're just not going to try to study the Bible because you can't study the Bible. It's not a tutorial.
Mm.
It's not a textbook. It's a living book that comes with the author. You're going to have an opportunity to sit and engage God, and he's going to engage you. iabide.org, where you can learn to hear the voice of God.
Dude, John, I was opening up my mail the other day,
uh-huh.
and I got an offer to subscribe to a magazine. Check this out. They wanted $25 a month. Not a year, a month.
Steve, $25 a month. Come on. Are you serious?
Yeah. That didn't even get a second look. I was like, no. Like, $25? Trash. That's where that went. I was like, that ain't jiving, you know?
I bet. $25.
Not gonna work. But get this. Did you know that what you can subscribe for free?
What?
VFNTV.com. Become a subscriber. You get more content, you get the downloads, you get to see more of what is not heard, more of what's not talked about on the daily VFN radio program. Check it out. VFNTV.com. Become a subscriber.
I think about that Promise Keepers, when Coach mm-hmm. McCartney began, you know, God touched his heart and he began to share with his friend about, we just got to get men together and we got to get right. people together. And two men, one man, then two men, then 40 men, as they began to do this and build small groups of men around America, mm-hmm. then eventually that filled stadiums. But the stadiums yep. weren't filled because Coach McCartney had an idea.
Mm-hmm.
It was because God wanted to begin to get men in small groups and begin to show them himself. And so that happened. Mm-hmm. But the problem is when it came out of the stadiums, it just died out.
That's right.
And what God birthed in us at that particular point was, you know, that it was time. What is the next step after the stadiums? And if you mm-hmm. go look at our history, mm-hmm. our history started with next step. And it was right. it wasn't just an idea. It was like, what's the next step after the stadium? Because these men were alive, you know, and they went back to sleep and they got mm-hmm. back to seduced again. They went back to where they were when they were dead. They came out. They came alive in the stadiums and the small groups, and they went back in the dust. So what was the problem? And then we went through a process of repentance where we went into the wilderness to repent for the turning the hearts of the fathers to the children and the children to the fathers, and God moved mightily, and we finished that aspect of it. And then we went with the traditional model of what we've seen happen, and all we realized that is what's producing the death, and we had right. to stop that. Then God called us out to begin to birth, you know, what we're doing today, understanding that God wants his church back. And I think about this. Reverend Billy Graham worked really hard I mean, they would start probably a year, 9 months in advance to focus and fill one particular stadium. And he would go in there, the stadium, and everybody worked so hard to bring whoever to come into that stadium and fill those seats to be able to preach the gospel to them once. Think about it. When he preached once, that all of a sudden, people would find God. People would get saved. And he transformed a lot of our nation and our presidents and all the things because he just preached the gospel one stadium at a time. And you think about this. You think about how very specifically that here we are today.
Right.
What we're finding out that God's called us to stadiums. We've seen the stadiums filled with people. We've seen them filled with people all across the nation. We've seen them. We've seen them crying out to God, and we've seen this taking place. But what's going to happen first, like the groundwork happened to Reverend Billy Graham when he began to work and do what was going on. He would begin to do the work, and then the stadium would be filled to preach the gospel once. But what we found out is this, in VFN radio, based on what we're understanding at this present point, that when we share with over the 900 million people that are available right now and they're connected in the social media atmosphere, there's 1/6 of the world's population, that if we share with them VFN TV and the VFN radio program, that out of every dollar that we use to share it with them, one of them comes and sits in our virtual stadium. And they don't come and they like us on Facebook or they connect to us and download our app, but they like us. And so $1 produces someone sitting in that seat based on what we presently see where think about it. So, and with Reverend Billy Graham, who did an awesome thing for the Lord, you know, he preached once to him, but with VFN TV and the data radio program, when you sit in our virtual stadium, when you sit and listen and you have your VFN TV app, you have your VFN radio, you have Facebook, you have the VFN Torch. I mean, it's just, you're just every day the gospel is coming to everybody who sits in our stadium. When you help fill that stadium, that virtual stadium for $1 per person, it looks like, think about it. I mean, if you just write $10 a month, you can fill 10 more seats in this virtual stadium. The probability is just huge. I mean, think about it. Even $100 a month, 100 new seats get filled a month. You have this 1,200 seats that you filled yourself all by yourself, or maybe even a dollar. We can begin to transform instantly. Think about it. I'm looking right now at a particular article on a broadcast that we had over 73,000 people. Think about that. That's a stadium of 73,000 people that heard the prophetic word over what's taking place on one particular segment. Be a part of it. Let's turn the heart of this nation, and we can turn the heart of this nation by filling this virtual stadium. And if we'll fill this virtual stadium, this is what I believe. We'll fill stadiums all around this nation, but they first have to be filled, and the gospel has to be sown into their hearts now. How can you do that? Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. Click on fill the stadium now, and maybe it's $1 a month. Maybe it's $2 a month. Maybe it's $100 a month. By doing that, you fill the virtual stadium, and we can preach the gospel every single day to them, where Reverend Billy Graham only preached it once. And look at the return. We can turn the heart of this nation. Do it now. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving.
Welcome back to VFN Radio. I'm John Ramos, and joining with me today is Pat and Chris. You know, guys, I don't know if you saw this news update, but have you heard of the man with the bionic leg?
No.
Oh, no. My goodness.
I remember the TV show.
What was that?
I remember the TV show.
Well, yeah, this is not the bionic man, Chris. This is the bionic leg, okay? He climbs up 103 flights in the tallest building in Chicago with this leg that it's like a special prosthesis. I mean, we have a clip. I want you to listen to this. Go ahead and listen up.
Okay.
Trouble climbing 103 flights of stairs with two legs. But can you imagine doing it with just one? Zach Vauder did it Sunday using a bionic leg, climbing to the top of Chicago's Willis Tower. It's one of the world's tallest buildings, and he did it to advance research in developing mind-controlled prosthetic limbs for amputees. Actually climbed the 2,100 steps using his limb. It's a thought-controlled prosthetic limb. Also arms. These are becoming available commercially. The leg, though, Zach used is especially advanced. It's years away from being sold. It is still a remarkable thing to see.
A lot of people say that losing a leg is like losing a loved one or a part of your family. And you go through a grieving process through all of that. And it's a long process to psychologically overcome that and put that behind you and establish a new normal in your life and move on.
That's amazing walk,
wow,
isn't it?
Wow, that's amazing.
Isn't that amazing? And he's like, oh my goodness, this is not the Million Dollar Man. Somebody asks, is this like the Million Dollar Man? She's like, no, try several millions to first this leg. And then it's a mind-controlled prosthetic limb.
Wow.
And the technology is thinking, my goodness, God, what you bless us with the ability just to think and create and invent. And now someone can climb up. Now, listen, when I go to the Bronx, I need a leg like that.
Yeah, a couple of those, right?
Oh, my goodness. I got two legs that can't make it up five flights of steps. This guy did 103 flights of steps.
Right.
You know, Maria, we're going to get us some legs. We're going to get us some legs. We need an elevator or some prosthesis. But when I think about him, I think about, you know, I have a cousin who lost a leg in a tragic, tragic accident.
Yeah, I remember that.
And you remember Matt?
Yeah.
And he has an awesome prosthetic leg that you can't even tell he has. Mrs. Balance. But God literally spared his life.
Yeah, I remember that. That was tragic.
Yeah, when we really almost lost him. Mm-hmm. But he's a blessing. In fact, I remember when, you know, we were being called to come up into the Northeast, and God actually sends him down to confirm.
He was
our man calling us forth come up to the Northeast. When he was one of the very, very first ones to know. And he says, man, you got to come. You got to come up to the Northeast. You got to come. You got to share what God is doing. And thanks, Matt. Thanks. But it's amazing the encouragement. You know, God says, listen, you can get over this. You can make it. You know, if you lost a leg, you lost a limb, you lost, you know, you're going through a trial in your life where you lose part of your, you know, the function of what you had. Let me tell you something. God can pull you through it. God can pull you through. There's nothing like having some sort of an injury to your body that really causes you to say, wow, you know, God, we're so fragile. We are just so, so fragile, and causes us to slow down a little bit.
Yes.
You know. I remember when I had the flu one year, I would hear people talk about, oh, you know, the flu. I'm thinking, you know, it's a big deal. You got a cold. You know what I mean? And they'd be talking about how horrible they were until I got the flu one time.
Right.
And I got this flu. Man, I was out for an entire week. Now, I'm the type of guy, I don't like to slow down for anything. I'm like, you know, all systems go. I think we're all, you know, a bunch of us are wired that way. But I'm like, all systems go all the time. And it literally knocked me out of commission for an entire week. But when I laid there in the bed, I felt like someone just laid me across, you know, face down, and just went down from the bottom of my feet up to my head and just beat me with a bat. You know, just,
oh my gosh.
I was so sore and in such great pain. And just as I was laying there, I thought, you know, I was praying and thinking, God, you know, I'm a young man and I'm going through so much pain. You know, bless those that are so much older. Help them during this time. You know, imagine an elderly person getting sick.
That was a few years ago then, right?
Yeah.
When you were young?
Yeah, when I was young.
That was a while back.
Yeah, I'm going to see some grays here. I'm like, oh my goodness. There's one, there's three. There's two.
You can count right now. Wow, amazing.
Well, I can't count anymore. But, you know, it helps us to have compassion. Something like going through something, it helps you to really have compassion for those that are suffering.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, Lord, I don't want to have to go through all kinds of trials just to learn compassion.
I know.
We need to be able to learn compassion by able just to see and to just, you know, slow down enough to really talk to people and find out, you know, what are you going through and what's that like and how can I help and listening with an ear that empathizes. Put yourself in their shoes, because that's going to allow us to be able to love on folks.
Right.
You know, and so when I see someone physically injured because I went through it, I'm kind of like, you know, can I help you with that?
Yeah, no doubt. I remember it's about 10 years ago when I had that reconstructive knee surgery. Man, I was out for a while. I mean,
really?
I had any rehabilitation. I mean, it was rough.
That's when you were younger?
Yeah, a lot younger. Yeah, man, it was so bad. I couldn't kick a leaf off of the porch without falling out. I mean, it was bad.
Really?
Oh, yeah, it was bad. But, yeah, God brought me through, man. It was amazing. But, yeah, I have a lot more compassion for, like, this guy we just saw.
I know, right?
With the bionic leg, man. That's amazing feat.
Yeah, and he's still doing it.
Yeah.
You know, you got to move forward. No matter, as long as you have life left, you know. Uh-huh. It was Helen Keller that said, what's worse than being born blind without being able to see is to have eyes and still have no vision.
Oh, that's good.
You know, and it's like, look, don't, whatever your limitation is, whatever your hindrance is, whatever, don't let that be the defining thing that slows you down, that stops you from doing what God's called. As long as you have breath, as long as you're able to function, as long as you're able to think and read your Bible and abide, let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God can help you. You can do great things for the Lord. It's there's more to come. There's more to do. So I thought that was an amazing and inspiring, you know, segment there, because it just says, listen, we can do this. We can move forward.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to share a word, and you know, we talk about this from time to time, but James 4:15 gives us some wisdom,
yes.
You know, because when you want to commit and you want to be, you know, a person of integrity, that you want to honor decisions that you're making in your life and places to be and times to arrive and things to mm-hmm. do, you know, you want to be a person of integrity. You want to follow through on what you say.
Right.
But at the same time, when you're giving your life to the Lord
mm-hmm.
and to his service and to what he says and mm-hmm. you're open to whatever direction he tells you,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm learning, you got to preface your commitments with, listen, I can and I will mm-hmm. be there, do that, you know, whatever it is I'm going to do,
mm-hmm.
or said I'm going to do, but at the same token, I need you to know. And would it be okay? Ask permission, because it may not be okay.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, should something happen where God changes my direction or to ask me not to or
mm-hmm.
ask me to be somewhere else,
mm-hmm.
that you're okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and James 4:15 says that if it is the Lord's will,
mm-hmm.
we will live and do this or that.
Right.
If it is the Lord's will. And it's so important. It's so important because, you know, humility is totally dependency upon God. I mean, you know, many other plans in a man's heart.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the Lord that directs his steps. And we have to be willing to allow God to interrupt our plans.
Right.
You know, I don't know if you know, it's an important thing.
Exactly.
You know, some of us are so detailed and we map everything out and mm-hmm. we know exactly what we're going to do. And
right.
and if you're just closed off and God can't interrupt your plans, then it means you can't hear God. I mean, you're not going to allow him in.
That's right.
And it's so important because we want to do God's will. We want to do what he says to do.
That's right.
And so a little wisdom and planning and sharing and talking, this is not the wisdom moment, but, you know, we can still share some wisdom. That we can learn a lesson that we'll do whatever we say we're going to do,
mm-hmm.
but God can trump that.
Right.
You know, God has the final word. And in cases, you know, there are some cases where this will offend some people.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to be prepared for that.
Right.
You know, I know we said this, but remember that I told you.
Mm-hmm.
Or,
right.
You know, that if should God, you know, lead us another direction.
Mm-hmm.
But some people that are just selfish and just think about themselves
mm-hmm.
are gonna even, believe it or not, Pat, Chris, they're mm-hmm. gonna want you to ignore what God told you to do.
All right.
So that you can meet
their need. Mm-hmm.
Or their, I didn't even say their need, oftentimes their desires. I mean, can you relate?
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
I mean, have you been in a position like that where he's like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
And if you don't share the wisdom early on, you're going to be in a tough spot because, you know, you said you were going to do it,
mm-hmm.
but God, I mean, we live by God's direction. We live by what you know God says to do. Anything could happen at one point, and mm-hmm. and you know what? If you're following the Lord and he wants you to minister, or he, you know, he's directing your steps, you're going to need to follow him.
Right.
You're going to need to follow him. And so James 4:15, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. And it's important that we just say, look, God,
mm-hmm.
here I am. Have your way.
All right.
And when we make decisions and make plans and others tell them the same thing, listen, look, I'd love to be there, love to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And all systems go. Today looks great. But just to let you know, listen, I serve God, you know, and God's the one in control of my life. And, mm-hmm. and if he directs me for whatever reason,
mm-hmm.
I just need you to know that I follow him. And if he tells me that I do not need to go or do something else, I'm going to be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you're okay with that, you know, hey, we can continue to make plans and we can walk. And normally if you tell people that up front, they understand and they actually respect the fact that, hey, you're going to listen to God and right. you told them in advance, or they may say, hey, listen, I can't.
Mm-hmm.
Then I understand your position and I may not be able to make plans, these certain plans with you in this regard. So
mm-hmm.
either way, there's clear communication. You're sure about your commitment about God and what you're going to do, and they clearly understand.
Right.
But we'll be right back.
I don't know if you actually found out about our newsletter. We have a newsletter, and it's called The Torch. And what this is about, it's about sending you and our listeners who subscribe to it on a weekly basis or biweekly or monthly, whichever one you desire, just let us know, what happened during that week. So many things happen in our life. We get so busy, and sometimes we forget or we want to share with our friends. Well, you can sign up today. You can subscribe today for The Torch. The Torch is the newsletter for the VFN TV and the Daily Radio program that we send out to you in your email, an update. What happened that week? What happened with some of the segments that happened on VFN Radio? What were some of the things that were loosed on VFN TV? What's happening prophetically? It will come to you in your email if you sign up for The Torch. Go to VFNTV.com. And click on subscribe and sign up for The Torch today so we can keep you informed tomorrow. That's VFNTV.com. I don't know if you heard about the podcast, but I'm excited about the podcast.
Talk to us.
The podcast for VFN TV, the Daily Radio program. Look, think about it. Mm-hmm. A podcast, this is what a podcast does. It happens without you doing anything.
Oh, that's good.
Once you subscribe to the our podcast, the entire day's programs, teachings that are loosed, if they're available on VFN TV, released, the highlights, you know, the each individual highlights that you see on the VFN Torch. I mean, this automatically, if you subscribe to the podcast, and it's a podcast, we'll just download somehow miraculously into your computer, into your iPhone, into your Android, and you don't even need to be hooked up in the Wi-Fi or anything like that.
It's good.
It just will automatically download it so you can listen to what you want to listen to when you want to listen to it, because it's sitting inside your phone, your iPod, your Android, your computer. It's sitting in there like it's a song that you purchased and sits in your playlist. That's what a podcast is, which is pretty cool, because what that means is this, that everything that's ever happened in the broadcast, all these different topics and wisdom and everything that we're sharing with you to encourage you, but also to encourage others, that you can have them yourself. You don't have to buy them. You don't have to sign up to get something. They just download automatically through the podcast. Make sure you check it out. Go to VFNTV.com and subscribe to the podcast today. Well, you know, I do want to say this morning, to encourage you that VFN TV 3.0 app has arrived. We have all the new arrangements and conditions, and I know you already like it. It's got the, when you turn on your or open your VFN TV 3.0 app, you're going to have the recent broadcast will come right up. Anything that's happened on VFN TV, VFN Radio recently, right then. So you don't have to look for anything. I mean, what just happened will be right there in front of you. And then at the top, you have recent in the menu, but you also have series.
Mm-hmm.
And series, you just touch it and it carries you over to the different series, like the highlights, mm-hmm. which also original intent and
right.
Wisdom moments and
prophetic words.
Mm-hmm. And those are series that it has right there. Mm-hmm. And then you have alphabetized next to it, which helps you if you're just looking for something. Hey, I remember that. Think about the prodigal, and you could just choose alphabetize. But then at the bottom, you can choose live, like a lot of you listen right now live, and that's available for you. You got to check it out. You know, if you haven't yet downloaded the VFN TV app or seen your upgrade yet, go to your iTunes Store, go to your Google Play Store, and type in VFNTV. It's VVictor FNTV, and you download the VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program app, and it's free. It's there for you to be able to encourage you. You're going to need an encouraging voice. You're going to need words of wisdom, and we need to build our relationship now so we're understanding each other, and we can trust each other and realize that we're in this for the right reason, capital R, Jesus Christ, and for the advancement of the king, as his kingdom, and the safety of his people.
Good morning.
Good morning. it's like a college, you know, radio program, right? It's like, hey, you know, today's program is going to be... Now, this is the most exciting dude around. Right?
I know. What happened?
He gets up in the morning and he looks at his toothpaste and goes, I'm so excited. And then he rubs his hands together and he comes on the radio and is like, good morning. Good morning. Well, I just want to say
No comment. We'll just leave it there.
And no comment.
And he still won't say that.
I was like, I don't know. Come back to us.
Come back, Sanguine.
Sanguine. It's what it is because the personality conference hasn't happened yet. Once he teaches it, then he can watch
then
it.
Then he wakes up.
Yeah, we're just waiting for him. We're figuring, you know, by the time we're like 1,000 years in heaven, you know, and it's like, we know already we're in heaven. We have the mind of Christ. And I was like, we got it. You're a Sanguine. Right. Do you remember the day that you found out you were Sanguine? Do you remember that?
Yes.
You were in such deep denial that life was over your head. Yeah. But it doesn't really.
I thought I was melancholy.
Right. Oh, and only a Sanguine could convince himself of that.
Yeah, right. Only a Sanguine.
Welcome back to VFN Radio. We are in the extra hour. This is John, and joining with me today is Pat and Chris.
John the Sanguine.
And I take exception to this last little commercial here. Chris, are you hearing this?
Oh, I'm hearing it, brother.
I mean, freely joking. I mean, both of them. I mean, we have to come up with something good for Greg. You know, I mean, he has a really good time here with us. And I noticed you join in quite well there. I noticed that you're the choir.
Well, you know, being the producer, I can come up with some stuff.
I see that. Chris. Please don't be influenced, okay?
I'm trying, man, but you know it's hard. It's kind of hard.
don't please do not join in these. They like to say the humor. I don't know if that's humor.
Yeah, that was funny. That was hilarious.
Hilarious, man. It's better than like
because we know you so well, right? Come on.
No, what about interpretate? Now that one didn't play.
Well, you know,
interpretate. He didn't play. Nor did he play the wrestling.
Well, you can't forget about all the hair products and the blousing.
Oh yeah, come on. Hercules, big muscle. You know.
But that's
it's
normal.
All up for Cade. All right. Anyway,
that's normal. Okay. That's every day. You know, the limousine, the blousing.
Yeah.
But your hair is perfect today. I do have to say.
Thank you.
Perfect. If you have been radio listeners, we have to make this available. I don't know
you're
how.
Just looking pretty shiny.
The hair is perfect today. I mean, is that gel mousse? Is that? Okay. He's giving me the look. Wait a minute, Chris. I think I better move on. Is the finger twitching? Is the finger twitching?
The finger is twitching.
It is moving. It's alive. Well, we're going to talk about the top three on the torch. We'll talk about top three on the torch. And, you know, I love the top three. Listen, if you haven't been to the VFN Torch yet, you got to go to the VFN Torch. You can go to it by going to VFNTV.com and select the Torch. And when you do so, you're going to see that there's a wide variety of highlights that you'll be able to listen and read. And also, there'll be additional content that allows our conversation to go further. We only have a couple hours on the radio, but sometimes in the highlights, we add more content that we referred to, spoke about, and you'll be able to enjoy those. Not only will you listen to those, but you can actually email them and share them. Many are sharing them on Facebook. But also with that, we have an app. You hear us talk about it often. Mm-hmm. They're doing a wonderful job updating it and keeping it all together. But in the app, You'll have everything that's available in the VFN Torch will also be available in the app, as well as additional teachings, which is really great. I mean, the app just looks awesome, and the functionality is great. I mean, my sons tell me all the time, you wouldn't believe what I say. Well, how'd you hear that? Dad, it's on the app. Like, oh, okay. I said, how'd imagine you know that, about right? that? I said, did I tell you about this? He says, Dad, I listen to VFN Radio. You know, oh, okay, I got it. He listens to it on his app. That's so cool. Very, very cool. If you haven't had a chance, download the app, but also share it with a friend. You know, when especially in iTunes, you're able to, once you download the app or go to the app, there's a share. There's a little arrow kind of curve. You can actually email that app to your friends. Why not just get take a few minutes and just forward it and email it? You know, I'm hearing so many encouraging words from other people, and they're telling me about the time they're spending on the Torch.
Right.
I've heard someone in South Florida is just getting the whole family on the Torch, you know, right. and subscribing to the VFN TV newsletter, which you want to do that as well at VFNTV.com. But take the time because there's so much information, there's so many prophetic words that we're actually living in today. Once I shared this with this person in South Florida, I mean, they were just amazed. I mean, they just typed in the word prophecy and said they went out and bought speakers for their computer so that they could actually hear as much, you know, while they're doing other things. They want to hear VFN radio, and they want to listen, you know, systematically to a lot of the prophetic words that have been shared.
Wow,
and they just want to go, you know, word by word. I thought, wow, how cool is that?
That is cool.
So, one of the first ones we want to talk about here is, do you fear man or do you fear God? You can't serve them both. That really was an amazing highlight. It was a wisdom moment in Proverbs 29. But, you know, Greg shares about the fear of man proving to be a snare, and basically whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe. This is so good because you can't, you know, you serve what you fear. If you serve, you know, if you fear man, you'll serve God. But if you fear God, you'll serve God. I say that right? If you fear man, you'll serve man. But if you fear God, you'll serve God.
You gotta write that down. That's good.
Okay. we continue to share that. Listen, the fear of man is a trap. You gotta stay clear away from that. And it's important that we declare with loud and bold voices that, hey, listen, we're not even gonna fear you know, any man in any situation, but that every decision is based, you know, on how does the Lord feel about this? What does God say? You know, what will God say about this situation? Because, you know, we're not going to be at peace. We're not going to live in a place of peace if we're going to, you know, disregard what God is saying.
Right.
But we're not going to have a peaceful life there. We need to honor, you know, honor men, but fear God. That's so important. You know, we're not talking about disrespecting them. We're just saying, listen, you know, we honor man, but we fear God. We need to trust the Lord with our whole heart. And you got to listen to that. I mean, because it's really going to help you straighten some things out. You know, because I think certain times, you know, people have to deal with and grow out of having a fear of man. And you know, there's a lot of times they don't want to disappoint people. Let me tell you something. You need to worry about disappointing God.
Right, exactly.
You know, you can't be popular with man and God. You better choose one. You better choose one. I choose to be popular with God, you know. He's the one we got to be thinking about. Also, rethinking church. Rethinking church, how do you identify the church? And that really is a great segment that we've been doing here lately, because it's all about, you know, it's okay to rethink this. It's okay to Let's contemplate on this. Let's think about this and how the church is and what God's, you know, what was originally said of the church. Well, in this segment, you know, we just don't want to be hearers of God's word. We want to become doers, and we're challenged to ask ourselves the question: how do we identify the church? Do we identify the church as a building, an organization, as a board of directors, a denomination, or do we identify the church as family?
Right.
It's so important because, you know, we need to be reminded here that this is family. I mean, George Barnes told that, you know, what we presently have today is it was made up, you know, and God's called us to live this out, not in a sterile institutional way, if you will, you know, but in a way that he created, which is family.
Right.
And we can't just default into any category. We just can't go into any way. John John 13, verses 34 through 35 say, "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another." It's time. I mean, it's time to come out and just say, you know what? I'm just going to love. I'm going to love. Mm-hmm. I'm going to move in family. I'm going to rethink this whole situation. It's not about buildings. It's not about it's about what God says it's about. And the last one I want to share real quick before we get into the wisdom moment is, you know, guard your heart from envy.
Mm-hmm.
This is such a great segment that was aired on VFN Radio. But you want to guard your heart and into not going in a place of envying sinners, but instead to be zealous for the fear of the Lord. I mean, we have great energy and great enthusiasm when it comes to keeping our awareness of God and acknowledging God in His presence. But we can't just fall back into a place of where we're becoming envious of things, of people, of stuff, and mm-hmm. of their ways, especially sinners. It's like, wait a minute. You got to guard your heart. Envy is a slippery slope. You know, it's mm-hmm. it's a really slippery slope. And you start measuring and you're discontent and you're thinking, you know, well, wait a minute. What's happening over there? And peeking over people's, you know, fences, I like to say, you know, right. your neighbor's fence. Listen, guard your heart from that. That is a trap. That is a trap, and you're going to fall, you know, fall hard. It's better to fear God and to be zealous for the fear of the Lord. Well, in this moment of wisdom, I want to share in Proverbs 6. Wisdom is so important. You know, we share this daily.
Mm-hmm.
But wisdom is so important because it's a proper application of knowledge. And Proverbs 6, verses 16 through 19 says, "There are six things the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to Him.
Mm-hmm.
Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, and false witness that pours out lies. A man who stirs up dissension among his brothers."
Mm.
There's a lot there.
There's a lot.
You're talking about haughty eyes. You know, this is the spirit that makes one overestimate himself,
right,
and underestimate others.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, you're not all that,
uh-uh.
and they're not none of that
uh-uh.
in your eyes.
Right.
You know, we can't move in pride. You know, God resists the proud. Just with that alone, if we could just be reminded
uh-huh.
and have that revelation that every time you move in the spirit of pride, God has to resist you.
Yeah.
You can't be in His presence. Uh-huh. You know, a lying tongue, God is truth. How can we as believers live a life or tell lies that are full of deception? I mean, we must walk in the truth and live in the light. Satan is a liar
mm-hmm.
and the father of lies. And I'm afraid that many don't even give thought to their ways these days. It's just like, okay.
Right.
It's like, hey, did you just realize that was a lie? It's mm-hmm. just become so commonplace. There's
yeah.
no time for conviction. There's no time to catch up. There's no time to pause.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's been happening to you. You may need to draw back and say, you know, start self-correcting. And when mm-hmm. God can fix you, and you mean it, you got to go back and just fix it. So, you know what? I said something the other day, and I actually, that wasn't the truth.
Right.
And repent, ask for forgiveness, and move forward. But God hates a lying tongue,
mm-hmm.
hands that shed innocent blood. You know, think about the abortions and the murder we talked about earlier in the first
yeah.
hour. Feet that are quick to rush into evil. I mean, this is what God hates, a false witness that pours out lies. I mean, here it is again. You know what I'm saying? It's like, this is two of them in a row. A false witness that pours out lies. He truly hates the deception and trickery.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only real power that the enemy has, you know, and those that are his children, is trickery and deception, because he has no power. The enemy mm-hmm. has no power.
Right.
He has to deceive you. He has to bring deceptive ways and deceptive strategies to get you to buy into a lie instead of living in God's truth. A man who stirs up dissension amongst his brothers. Dissension is strong disagreement, contention, or quarrel. And we read this earlier in the previous highlight, but John 13:35 says, "By this all men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another."
Right.
Dissension should not be amongst the body. All it takes is for the mature person to go first and say,
mm-hmm.
you know, I was wrong.
That's right.
Or ask for forgiveness or make amends,
right,
and make things right. Because what's important to the Lord is that there's no dissension in the body of Christ. So wisdom moment for today is found in Proverbs 6, verses 16 through 19. There are six things the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to him: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a man who stirs up dissension among his brothers. Well, we're coming to the end of the extra hour. I want to thank you so much for joining us. Don't forget to catch us on the 24-hour loop, and we look forward to being with you again tomorrow. God bless you, and don't forget, go out and vote.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget, you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.